We're talking with Anna Crosswhite from the Kingfisher FFA chapter, senior this year at Kingfisher FFA. Anna, you're going to be representing Oklahoma at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis in prepared public speaking. Tell me a little bit about your speech.
So my speech is basically, it's a very personal subject to me. It's about colony collapse disorder, which is something that we have began seeing in the past couple decades where our bees are dying, not just our commercialized bees that we use for pollination services, but also just your everyday backyard beekeeper. We've began to see that we're losing hives and we're not sure why. So my speech kind of goes into different reasons why our bees might be dying, whether it's pesticides, whether it's our commercialization of bees and the fact that we're mass producing bees, or even diseases like Nosema or the Varroa mite, which is a destructive pest inside the hive. So my speech just kind of explores several of these topics and why or why not they may be contributing to colony collapse disorder. And this is a very personal speech for me. I'm a beekeeper, so it's something that I really care about, and I'm excited to take to nationals.
So tell me about your bees.
So I currently have 20 beehives. It's something that I have a lot of fun with. When I first got started, it was primarily just something I was curious about. It was just a hobby for me. But over these past few years, once I've really experienced how fun it is and how rewarding it is to harvest honey, I've kind of transferred it into a small business. And so this past year, I was able to extract over 120 pounds of honey. And fortunately, I was able to sell that at a place called Studio 201 Salon and Spa, which is in Kingfisher. And I had some pretty good success selling my honey there, and it's been a lot of fun trying to create my own business, especially as a high school student.
There are activists out there that say that we need to take some radical steps, some drastic steps to protect bees and try to reverse the collapse and the decline in the population. Are you in agreement with that?
No. One of the things I also focus on in my speech is if we were to take away pesticides, and more specifically neonicotinoids, which is what we are believing is killing the bees, we use neonicotinoids because they are safe, they are effective, and they work well for farmers to use. And because we're now so dependent upon them, if we were to take them away, we would see a massive drop in food production. Our economy would take a major hit. It's not a good solution, and it's not one that farmers can afford to make right now.
So, you know, in your opinion, as we look at today's bee industry, the bee colonies, whether it's the hobbyist or it's the commercial side, you know, what's the future? Are we going to be able to basically deal with some of these problems in the decline in the overall bee population?
Well, a lot of the questions I get asked sometimes is, because we are having colony collapse disorder, does that mean we're making less honey? And the answer actually is that we're making more honey than ever. And primarily that is because beekeepers have learned how to be most efficient. Just like agriculturalists producing crops, we've learned how to be the most efficient to get the most out of it we can. So even though we are losing the bees, we're making more honey and we're working hard. So I think as long as we keep working hard and keep doing the research, we're going to be able to take care of the problem and we're going to be able to manage until we find a solution.
So is the amount of honey a good way to measure the number of bees, or, you know, the healthiness of the bee industry?
I don't think that's necessarily a good way to measure bee health. So, for example, our commercial beekeepers, a lot of the times their focus isn't on their focus isn't on having large bee populations. Their focus is primarily on, you know, harvesting honey. So a lot of times your commercial beekeepers will have very small hives with a very small number of bees, but those very small number of bees will be making honey year round, compared to I might have a larger hive that doesn't make as much honey because they're just staying in one location. So it is very difficult to measure actual honeybee health based upon the amount of honey they're producing.
You've obviously been going through the leadership experience at Kingfisher FFA. What do you think FFA's done for you as you've learned these skills of presenting your topics?
So I think I actually did start beekeeping before I entered FFA and before I started FFA. And I think what has made the biggest difference in as making this an SAE and having my advisors help and just being involved in FFA in general is I've learned how to take my knowledge and actually use it to, you know, show it to people who don't know about it, or basically just to advocate for bees and to advocate for farmers. You know, if I wouldn't have been FFA, although I might, you know about colony collapse disorder, I wouldn't be doing anything with it. So my speech is one way that really allows me to talk about something I'm passionate about and hopefully make a positive difference.